Hi, thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, I received two charges from FastTech on my credit card, and I don't remember ever making any purchases from FastTech for anything. I'm 75 years old. All I buy is groceries and gas.
Okay, I can take a look at the account for you. What's your zip code?
76117.
76117, and your first and last name?
Mike Zamora, Zamora.
Can you verify your address for me?
4908 Colonial Park Drive, Haltom City, Texas, 76117.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I do see where you put an order through. You paid the shipping cost up front, which was $574 to have the Hunter dash cam shipped to you.
That was supposed to be a free. Why is there a purchase charge? That was just supposed to be free. Just pay shipping.
Did you read over the terms and conditions?
No.
The $574 was only for shipping. That once that ships out, sir, you are billed a $67.32 for that monthly membership charge.
Well, that's fraud.
That's why I asked if you read over the terms, and you stated that you did not. Had you read over those terms, sir, it clearly explains to you that you are and will be charged a $67.32. And it also asks you, have you read the terms in full, and do you authorize that payment?
I shut down my credit card, so it's not going to. I probably got charged for the shipping charge, but the other charge is pending, and I've already shut down my credit card, so you're not going to get paid for that anyway.
Well, you're more than welcome to call back with your bank. I'll go ahead and send them over an email with the confirmation from the order that you placed along with the shipping and tracking information. So they'll explain that they can actually penalize you for making a false claim because you did place the order, and we have all of your information where you put the order through along with your IP address. So your car company can get you for a fraudulent dispute because the order was placed by you, Mrs. Zamora. I can honor a courtesy 35% refund on that charge, but you will have to call back with your bank. I'm going to go ahead and email them a copy of the order that was placed and a recording of the call that you and I are having. So they will explain to you that under law, you are making a fraudulent claim because the order was placed by you. However, it seems as if you did not read over the terms, but you did agree and consent for your card to be debited for that charge if this order was placed. So it's always important to make sure that you're reading your terms and conditions. But I'd be more than happy to honor a 35% courtesy refund, but you will have to call back with your bank on the line with you.
That's just a scam that y'all
it's
pull
not
on
a scam. You just didn't read
like
over the terms, sir.
I never
get these calls, sir. Everyone is aware that they will be paying that $67.32 when they place this order if you read over those terms. So that's where it explained it very clearly to you.
Before
you put your credit card number in, it asks you, have you read the terms in full, and do you authorize your card to be debited for $67.32?
I don't remember doing that. Like I said, I'm 75 years old, I wasn't aware of that, so.
Well, you can call back with your bank. As I said, I'd be more than happy to assist you with that courtesy refund.
Pay eventually for all of their wrongdoing. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome to call back with your bank.